The kids do skits. There's instrument playing. To me, it's a celebration of all the arts, Burton said. She added that the effort to get the show in shape has been time-consuming. It's strenuous, Burton said. They have to be really selfless with their time, and then, of course, they have to be academically passing everything in order to participate. Most of our kids are in the top 10%. These kids amazed me. Being able to multitask like this and do it so well, it's pretty impressive, Burton said. They hadn't rehearsed in the Ector Theater yet, but they are looking forward to it. It's a new venue for the show, Burton said. We've been at FBC, First Baptist Church, and at Crossroads, Burton said. Sam Weeks plays keyboards in Black Magic. The 17-year-old is a junior at George H.W. Bush New Tech Odessa, and this is his second year in the group. The show, he said, will be a culmination of what they have been working on this year. And it'll be just a spectacular medley of solos and group songs, all sitting under the theme of Happily Ever After. And there'll be fun songs, there'll be deep songs, there will be love songs, and songs to get you on your feet. Just in general, it'll be an awesome night of music, both from vocalists and from our band, which has been working hard as well, Weeks said. He added that the Christmas show has Christmas spirit. But for me, there's also something so special about getting to have a theme. And this year, it being Happily Ever After is so magical for us, because we get to go out there and tell a story with the music itself, which I think is something that no one else really gets to do, Weeks said. We'll get to have a lot of fun and also have a lot of good moments. This one will be a little bit more normal, if you will, compared to the Christmas show, he added. He noted that COVID safety precautions will be in place. Weeks said he plans to try out for Black Magic again next year. I'm really excited to continue with Black Magic because it's kind of interesting how your youth years fly by, and it feels like I just yesterday got the call that I made it, and yet it also feels like it's already about to be over with just 1 year left. So it's really fun to get to make the most of it, Weeks said. He added that the show will be stunning and loaded with talent. I really can't wait for us to be able to unveil it and all of our hard work. I think anyone who comes is going to walk away with some really great memories, Weeks said. Alexis Allen, an 18-year-old senior, is in her second year with Black Magic. She is a vocalist and will be going to Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee to study commercial music. Allen said that with the world being full of negativity right now, the Happily Ever After theme offers hope. Despite all the hard times that we're in right now, we can still have the happy moments, Allen added. Like her teachers, she agrees this has been a difficult year because of COVID and the restrictions it brings. It's been really hard to make those kinds of connections when you can't be physically close to each other. But we've done our best, and I think we've been able to accommodate for that, Allen said. On the net, PermianChoir.com. Master Gardeners. Old-fashioned perennial blooms larger and longer, by Debbie Rowland and Emmy Elmschneider, Master Gardeners. In 2016 and 2017, Master Gardeners planted and maintained a small trial for perennials in West Texas. One of the plants involved in that trial was Autumn Fire Sedum, Halotelephium spectabile, Autumn Fire, which is an improved variety of Autumn Joy Sedum. The improved plant is larger. The blooms are also larger and bloom longer. The old-fashioned perennial comes from Eastern Europe to China and Japan and has much to tell us about living in dry conditions. Although it is not native to North America, it has become naturalized. One common name for it is Live Forever and tells us that this is a tough plant able to survive tough conditions. Hylotelephium spectabile, autumn fire, was originally described as Sedum spectabile, a name that is still often used by nurseries. But with new knowledge, botanists now recognize these taller stone crops as a different genus, Hylotelephium. This new name honors Telephus, king of Mysia. As the son of Hercules, he is woven into some of our favorite stories of Greek mythology. The species name, spectabile, meaning spectacular, epitomizes its colorful, showy nature. This is a xeric plant whose mature height is 2 feet with an 18-inch wide spread. Full sun is required, at least 6 hours per day. Dig the hole twice the width of the plant and the same depth as the pot it is purchased in. Adding some compost when planting will help with the growth. Always check the roots to be sure they are not root-bound in the pot. If they are, gently spread them apart before planting. Water after planting. If your plant is either a taproot or a bare root, it should not be watered for a couple of days when planted. This will allow the roots to callus over damaged areas caused by transporting and planting. The sturdy stems of autumn fire sedum have green-blue foliage with flower heads that are a rose pink color. The flowers appear during the late summer and are beautiful even when they fade, so leave them on until late winter trimming. The blooms make beautiful cut flowers and are great for dried arrangements. They attract butterflies and bees and are deer and rabbit resistant. This plant is the only one of 10 plants in the perennial trial that survived in every planting area. So if you want a tough, showy plant that has taken its name from Greek mythology, then this is the plant for you. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa, or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening. Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Pets of the Week. Photos courtesy of Odessa Humane Society. Maggie, a 4-year-old black lab mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. Phoebe, a 6-month-old, mostly white female kitten, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Maggie or Phoebe or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane. Call 381-5503. Visit www.odessahumanesociety.org or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all of their pets require spay-neuter contract, along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, April 26th.
How Will You Know When You're Happy? By Charmaine Caldwell, Ph.D., LPC. Often in mental health counseling, clients say their goal for counseling is to be happy. When asked, how will you know when you are happy? How will you be different? They are stumped for a clear answer. Myths perpetrated by cultural markers such as having the perfect marriage, the perfect job, wealth, children, or other self-imposed expectations may suggest these are the components of happiness. If you want a happy brain, a positive outlook on life, Perhaps practicing positivity could increase the potential for happiness. Here are a few suggestions. Look at a series of pictures and note your emotional response. Studies show that people who have happy brains respond more to happy things than negative or neutral ones. Look for pictures depicting positive situations. Good things happen all around you. Look for them. Misfortune can happen to all of us in various ways. Intentionally look for the positive lessons in each experience and hold on to those. If, as an adult, you have reached culturally confirmed markers for success, realize that this could be only a part of happiness. You must continue to grow as a person to reach a fulfilled life. Studies show that keeping a gratitude journal, laughing often, those crazy cat videos, and nurturing strong relationships are great ways to boost mood and feelings of happiness. Choose activities to train your brain to be happy. Some considerations could be quiet exercises such as yoga or meditation, or physical exercise such as walking in nature, or exercises to make your body healthier. Then there is the exercise of helping others, such as volunteering for a special project or for an ongoing commitment. Spend your money on meaningful activities that bring you closer to family and friends or that boost self-confidence. Share travel experiences, play board games, or make family meals special and routine. These experiences do not have to be elaborate or expensive. They only need to be meaningful for you. Age can make a difference in the experiences you choose. Be aware of the stage of your life. Younger people enjoy uncommon, extraordinary experiences, while older people may prefer simple, ordinary experiences that are deeply meaningful, such as enjoying a period of silence, simply holding hands. Happiness rarely knocks on your door. You must look for it and understand that your definition most likely will be different from any other definition. If Samaritan Counseling Center can be of assistance, please give us a call at 432-563-4144.
This is Connie reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, April 28, 2021. Food Planning Made Easy, Steak and Cheese Wraps by Brenda Garcia, MSRD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. We've all been there sitting down to plan out meals for the week, but having no inspiration for what to prepare. After perusing some cookbooks, blogs, or Pinterest, you finally resort to those recipes you know by heart and can prepare in your sleep. However, the more you make these recipes, the more lackluster they taste. Dietitians understand this. That's why we have come up with 5 recipes that are on the table in 30 minutes or less. These simple but tasty lettuce wraps really satisfy without making you feel stuffed. The steak is flavorful, simply seasoned with just salt and pepper, but can easily be jazzed up with your favorite marinade or seasoning. Still missing those complex carbohydrates? Substitute the lettuce leaves with small corn or whole wheat tortillas. Not only is this recipe quick and super simple, it is very versatile and can easily be customized with your favorite veggies or cheese. Change up by toppings with fresh pico de gallo and cotija cheese, cherry tomatoes, and crumbled blue cheese, or your favorite peppers and pepper jack cheese. Take it up another notch with mango pico de gallo, or change the flavor to a more Asian-inspired version. Try with some teriyaki sauce, or add spice with sriracha sauce. Or try some blue cheese and drizzle of ranch dressing. Barbecue sauce with a sprinkle of cheddar is another great option. So much room for meeting your cravings. Remember to let the steak rest for 5 to 10 minutes before cutting to retain the juices and to cut against the grain to increase the tenderness. Keep an eye out for more dietitian-approved meal ideas that can add a little flair to your weekend meals. This is one way we help you to build a better meal. Recipe for steak and cheese wraps. Ingredients: 1.5 pounds flank steak, salt and pepper to taste, 12 butter lettuce leaves, 1/2 cup thinly sliced white or yellow onion, 1 cup shredded mozzarella, 1 cup diced tomatoes. Preparation: 1. Coat grill pan with cooking spray and preheat to medium high. 2. Season both sides of steak with salt and pepper. Place steak on hot pan and cook 3 to 5 minutes on each side. Note: steak may also be broiled in the oven on high for 3 minutes on each side for medium rare. 3. Stuff each lettuce leaf or tortilla with steak, onion, tomato, and cheese.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, April 29th, 2021, Opinion. Hayes students take on Crazy Sock Drive for a Cause by Ruth Campbell, RCAMPBELL at OAOA.com. For the last community service project of the year, students at Hayes STEAM STEAM Academy are collecting colorful socks in honor of Mallory Smith, who died in January 2011 of Wilson disease. Hayes fifth grade teacher Sydney Garcia was a second cousin of Mallory's. The projects are student-led, so Garcia had them pick what appealed to them most, and it was hospitals and children. Garcia said she had family in Alabama and Georgia and told them about Smith. According to the National Organization for Rare Disorders website, Wilson disease is a rare genetic disorder characterized by excess copper stored in various body tissues, particularly the liver, brain, and corneas of the eyes. The disease is progressive, and if left untreated, it may cause liver hepatic disease, central nervous system dysfunction, and death. Part of the purpose of the project was to help students feel like after a year of being cooped up during the pandemic, they could still have an impact on the wider world. The goal is to collect 750 pair of new socks for infants to age 17 by May 17th. We decided to do Crazy Socks because they're colorful and fun, 10-year-old fifth grader Bella Fortune said. As of the morning of April 28th, they had 22 pair of socks. The project has been on social media and retweeted by State Representative Brooks Landgraf, R. Odessa. Garcia said they will be donating all of the socks to Team Mal in Georgia, and they will give them to children's hospitals in honor of Mallory Smith. The class will also celebrate with a pizza party if they meet the goal of 750 pairs. Fortune said the students have been reaching out to people in Ector County ISD via Gmail and had a flyer contest where they sent out the best flyers. 11-year-old fifth grader Corley Howard said she emailed the principal and made a public service announcement about the venture to get people more excited about it. Whichever class donates the most socks out of the whole school gets a pizza party, Howard said. 10-year-old fifth grader Levi Musselman said he emailed Permian High School counselor Leslie Gillian and ECISD Superintendent Scott Murray about the sock drive. Garcia said the students also have contacted University of Texas Permian Basin and Odessa College. A UTPB professor shared it with all of her students, and she added that several teachers in ECISD have responded, and said that they're going to send out the word to their students and let her know when they have the socks collected. Garcia said the amount of attention this project has received has surprised her because their previous ones hadn't gotten as much of a spotlight. When they decided on the project, Garcia said the students did research on how to design a flyer, what Wilson disease is, learned how to email professionally, and call different people in the district. Corley had to learn that it's scary to have your voice up there on the loudspeaker. Even though nobody's looking at you, she realized that that was a big difference, so we've had to work on our speaking skills. But the biggest thing was that they've taken the lead completely. I had several ideas lined up that might match what they wanted to do. And so when they said hospitals and children, I thought, oh, here's this idea. But they didn't just say, oh, yeah. They wanted to know about it. They wanted to know what the impact was going to be. It was more than just me saying, hey, guys, y'all are going to do this project, Garcia said. She said she thought maybe the students would be tired of community service projects, but it wasn't the case with this one. They really have a grasp of this one and taken such charge with it. I think it's great that it's gotten so much attention because it just goes to show them that they can help outside of Texas. They can help outside of Odessa, and they really are leading the change as students, and they are making a difference, Garcia said. She added that when Mallory was young, she was a cheerleader, a normal high school student. Then she started getting sick, and they found out she had Wilson disease. Wilson disease is kind of you find out about when it's too late. You already need help. She actually had a liver transplant, and so her parents advocate a lot for organ donations, and they also advocate for her. They created a scholarship fund for college, so we've been able to talk as a class about scholarship funds and how that works. Every year they collect donations for socks, so they have sock drives as well, and they donate socks in honor of her to the Children's Hospital. They are thrilled and they are so excited. Brooks Landgraf retweeted us on Twitter. He retweeted the flyer, so I got to share that news with them. They think it's amazing that it's spread this far, all the way to Texas, and they have so many people there that are excited to see the attention it's getting, Garcia said. The Smiths have a Facebook page called Pay It Forward, and they collect donations for the scholarship fund and sock drive. Garcia said they do other things too, but those are the two main projects. I feel really proud because our class has come a long way since like the first day of school, Fortune said, and I'm pretty sure that the story behind the donation has really impacted on the way we think about the community service project and made us work harder for helping other people. Howard said what impacted her most was how Mallory, even in the hospital, didn't just think about herself. She thought about other children in hospitals and wanted to bring socks to them to cheer them up. I think it made me think more about how we treat people because she could have just not talked to any of those people or just stayed in her hospital room, but she wanted to make them happy before she passed away, Howard said. Young Marines Honors Volunteer, OA Life at OAOA.com. Big Spring, for National Volunteer Week, April 18th through 24th, the Young Marines honored Kerry Rodman with the Adult Volunteer of the Year Award for Division 4. She is the Executive Officer and Adjutant with the Crossroads Young Marines in Big Spring. Rodman has volunteered more than 3,500 community service hours through the Young Marines. The Young Marines is a national youth education and service program for boys and girls age 8 through completion of high school. It promotes the mental, moral, and physical development of its members. The program focuses on character building, leadership, and a healthy drug-free lifestyle. Division 4 includes 9 states: Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, and Wyoming. Carrie's passion and determination really stand out in all she has done for her unit, as well as for the organization. Colonel William P. Davis, USMC, retired, National Executive Director and CEO of the Young Marines, said, "It is especially meaningful to present this award during April, which is National Volunteer Month. Carrie is a wonderful mentor and teacher, reflecting all the best traits of our volunteers. The Young Marines teaches parents and staff to be proactive in a child's life instead of reactive. Rodman feels she and the adult volunteers have accomplished something very significant if they can keep at least one young person on the right path, instill respect and values, and teach how to say no to drugs. It makes me truly proud to give back to these kids and their parents and to be recognized for the hours we put in as volunteers," she said. The Young Marines is a national nonprofit 501c3 youth education and service program for boys and girls age 8 through the completion of high school. The Young Marines promotes the mental, moral, and physical development of its members. The program focuses on teaching the values of leadership, teamwork, and self-discipline so its members can live and promote a healthy, drug-free lifestyle. Since the Young Marines' humble beginnings in 1959, with one unit and a handful of boys, the organization has grown to 235 units with 7,500 youth and 2,500 adult volunteers in 40 states, the District of Columbia, and Okinawa, with affiliates in other countries. For more information about Crossroads Young Marines, call Carrie Rodman at 325-232-0551 or email carrie.rodman@youngmarines.com. That's carrie.rodman@youngmarines.com, or visit www.youngmarines.com.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Downtown Farmers Market. The Midland Downtown Farmers Market is back to hosting a market every week at the Museum of the Southwest. The new schedule begins Saturday with extended hours, 8 a.m. to noon. Visit local vendors on the lawn of the Museum of the Southwest.
Now airing on the Noon Book Hour, The Street Lawyer by John Grisham. Michael Brock is billing the hours, making the money, rushing relentlessly to the top of Drake and Sweeney, a giant D.C. law firm. One step away from partnership, Michael has it all. Then in an instant, it all comes undone. A homeless man takes 9 lawyers hostage in the firm's plush offices. When it's all over, the man's blood is splattered on Michael's face. And suddenly, Michael is willing to do the unthinkable. Rediscovering a conscience he lost long ago, Michael is leaving the big time for the streets, where his attacker once lived, and where society's powerless need an advocate for justice. But there's one break Michael can't make.